Hi, I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and today I want to talk about the Senate race coming up this fall between Andy Barr and Charles Booker. And let's address the question, does Booker have a chance at winning this thing? Well, most people would say absolutely not. I mean, it's a red state. We know how the votes have been going. And electing a Democrat to the Senate from Kentucky hasn't happened in, well, decades. So that's probably not going to happen. And then if you add in electing a liberal black Democrat from Louisville to the Senate, not even a chance. But I've done some digging into some numbers, and I thought, well, okay, what if some of these things change? So let's take a look at some numbers that I've pulled together. I looked at the 2018 congressional races because that's the same sort of situation as we've got right now. 8 years ago, it was the midterms of Trump's first term. This is the midterms of Trump's second term. And these are all numbers that we've seen before. We know what they are. We see that in every district except the third, the Republican won pretty much going away, except for the sixth district where Amy McGrath gave Andy Barr something of a run for his money there. And if you look at the bottom, you see that the Republicans across the state got 935,000 votes and the Democrats got 613,000. So about 60-40 split, which is what we've sort of come to expect. And you look at that and you think, wow, that's 322,000 votes that Booker would have to make up just to, you know, to hit those numbers without anybody else voting for the Republicans. That's crazy. That's impossible. Well, let's look at a few more things. Here is a table that you may not have seen. This is the same race, but look at registered voters. 1.5 million people voted out of 4 million that are registered. So our turnout across the state was 38%, which means that 2.5 million people didn't vote. 2.5 million people. That's a lot of people. And if you want to try and say, okay, can we make up 300 and something thousand from that? Well, there's that number. To make it up, you'd need 13% of them to go vote and all of them to vote for Booker and nobody to vote for the Republican. Well, that's probably not going to happen. But if I was Charles Booker, I wouldn't be focusing on trying to flip some of those Republicans. I'd be focusing on all of those people who didn't vote at all. Surely you can get some of them. But there's another thing. What about the blue wave? Well, you've heard of this. There's definitely going to be a blue wave this fall. There's no doubt about that. In the generic ballot, Democrats are up by 6.9 points in the polling as of June the 1st, as of today. That's better than where Democrats were in 2018, where they were at 6.5 points on June the 1st. So Democrats are more fired up this year than they were 8 years ago in Trump's first term. Also, in special elections, Democrats have been outperforming their 2024 results in every election, sometimes as much as 20 points. And most of them have been in double digits, 10, 11, 12. I saw one story that said that the average overperformance was 13 points. So what if we see some blue wave in Kentucky? Well, let's take a look at that. So let's say we see a shift of 12 points in this year's Senate race, 12 points. That's not out of the question, considering what's been going on in the rest of the country. So if we take the 2018 numbers and we subtract 12 points from the Republican and add 12 points to the Democrats, this is what you get. The Republican drops down to 823,000. The Democrat comes up to 694,000. Now, instead of being a 300,000 difference, it's 136,000, or about 5% of that non-voter group. So, okay, could we get 5 to 10% of the non-voters to come out? Sure we could. If you think about the fact that we have, I think, 1,300 precincts across the state, that's 10 more votes for the Booker campaign per precinct. I think that's definitely doable. And is there anything else we can take into account? Well, yes. Turnout in Louisville was 47% in 2018. I think it'll be higher this year because There are a lot of fired up Democrats in this town, and we have a mayor's race between the establishment candidate, Craig Greenberg, and a newcomer candidate, Shamika Parrish Wright. I hate to call her a newcomer because she's been working hard for a long time, but that race is going to draw a lot of people. Lexington may be higher than 2018. There we had the Barr McGrath race, but now we've got Dembo and Alvarado in CD6, and Lexington has its own set of fired up Democrats. And then I think that Republicans are going to be like, no, I'm not going to go vote. I don't like any of this. I especially don't like Trump. Now, the MAGA people will turn out and vote. We know that. But I wonder if some of the regular Republicans will stay home or will go, forget it, I'm voting for Booker. And there's no doubt that the Democrats are going to be fired up and turn out this fall. So, where does that leave us? Well, if you were to ask me, is it likely that Charles Booker will win this race? I will say no, it's not likely. But if you ask me, can he win this race? I would say yes. Yes, he can. A lot of things have to fall into place. A lot of things have to fall into place. He has to structure his campaign really well. He has to reach out to all these non-voters. He has to tie Andy Barr to Donald Trump with a rope and just let everybody know that Andy Barr is Trump's toady. And if you don't like Trump, why vote for Andy Barr? And I think he's got to put a vision out there that people in Kentucky can buy into. I think Charles can do that. I think it's possible for him to win. And I think that all of us as Democrats and independents and moderates and everybody who wants to see Charles Booker go to the Senate and who do not want to see Andy Barr go anywhere near Washington again, we need to get out and do the work. And let's see if we can flip this seat for the Democrats.